So,
Ramadan or off.
So what do you want to make a sikkim on? The Ran, basically. No, or everything.
Yeah. What's everything?
We have Tosfos. Tosfos we know already. And the Ran, what's the Ran? What's the Ran saying? Levi, Shalom. Oh, I wanted.
We just wanted to see from the after.
Basically, what the Ran says is that the reason why the Bryce has to teach me that these mitzvahs not mechayev because it's not zman groma, even though they're anyway chayev in the lav. The answer is simply to teach me that they're also chayev in asay. They're also chayev in asay. That's the round terrace of the kasha. The problem is, even if it would be zman groma, they'd be chayev in asay. How do I know that? Because of Yom Tov. So I see from Yom Tov, that any time the chayev in the lav, there was a chayev in asay. So there's no nafka minu between zman groma and not zman groma in terms of adding it to the lav that they're already chayev in. So what's the Ran talking about? To that, the Ran answers, it's not true. When do we say that the chayev in the asay, no matter what, even if it's zman groma? That's when the asay in the lav of bon kechod, which is the Ran's way of saying, they're basically both coming with Sheva Al Tasa. They're both saying the same exact thing. Sheva Al Tasa. But when the lav the Sheva Al Tasa and the Asay is a separate Kumba Asay, even though they're talking to the same mitzvah, but then it would make an afkamina. If it would be a mitzvah is man groma, they'd be butter. So the price has to tell me, since the mitzvah is lies man groma, they're chayiv. Zo. And you're right, the Ran's not necessarily discussing Asay over here. Right? What I wanted to be myself was maybe if we could take the lumness of the Ran and put it in to what the Ish Mefarshim is saying, then that could be a teretz to the remarried soul's kasha on the Ish Mefarshim. Meaning, the Ish Mefarshim said that the whole nafkamit of the Braisa is to know that there's an Asay as well, so that now you know. If another Asay will come along, it will not be Doicha and Micah. Because Ein Asay Doicha Lois Asay Basay. On that, for actively married Israel, you see from Sefer's Kotchim, even though Noshim are potter from the mitzvah Asay of Yom Tov, because it's man grammar, still they can't burn Kotchim and Yom Tov. Pneshua is Madgish, he said, it's such a stark Akasha, because that mitzvah is Lechayr talking to Noshim. Somewhat Hadlokas Neir Shabbos. And he still can't do it. So the Bimei Tzitzel says, you see from there, it doesn't matter if you're chayv in asay or not. Once there's a lav that has an asay with it, that lav becomes olim, and asay declares asay basay applies anyway. So the whole nafkamina you want to say, yesh mefarshim, is not really a nafkamina at all. So what I wanted to say was, if we take the lungs of the ground and put it into the yesh mefarshim, we can answer that kasha. And we could say, no, the yesh mefarshim is only talking about mitzvahs asay that are not bom keechot. Right? And on those he's saying, like, very similar to the Ran, very similar. And on those he's saying, the napkamina is, if it would be his man gomer, she'd be potter. It's his lav, his man gomer, she's chayv. And now, ain't asay deicha leisay basay. But Yom Tiv, she's chayv in anyway, because Yom Tiv's born keechot. That's me saying. Yeah, clear? You wrote it down? It's on the. So, let me just say over. Levi threw in the word olam to his kashi yesterday, so I understood he was asking only on the Bimei Eretz Yisrael. I misunderstood it. He was asking in general. He was asking like this. He's asking on the Yesh Mefarshim too. You're asking on the Yesh Mefarshim.
Sure, and
I just say it over, but just to have it, just fit. I feel bad. I might have said it in the wrong way. He's asking Stam. Forget about the lumdus, whether it's Bimei Eretz Yisrael, whether it's Yesh Mefarshim. Stam. In as much as you see there are a fanim with a lav apply, and forget about that, it's not totally in the Ran either. The problem is he threw it at the wrong time. Yeah. It's not totally in the Ran either, what he's asking. He's asking Stam. Yeah, maybe think of it, because he's asking Stam. In as much as there are cases, there are situations where the lav applies and the asay doesn't, which is what the first Heretetais spoke out, the Re. In as much as that's true, so he wants to say, these things which should never be subject to the concept of in asei deichalaisei va'asei. Because he wants to say, once the lav can exist without the asei, then even when they are both there, that's no different than any time that, you know, two mitzvahs happen to be there. Like, it's, you know... But it's not a loy se basse. I mean, the truth is, even there are two mitzvahs.
They're not buying ke'echad, but they are.
Why not?
They are together.
Yeah. Still apply.
It's still the difference between buying ke'echad and not buying ke'echad. It's still the two.
It's still both there. I mean, you...
They're both called the mitzvah.
Yeah.
So I was answering him yesterday that, okay, I hear, but it's still very... Right. The fact that they can exist one without the other does not take away from the fact that when they're both here, they're both the same mitzvah. That's what we were answering you yesterday. Yeah, the answer we were saying to him was correct. He was assuming no.
There's two parts of the mitzvah.
One is you can separate them, that even when they come together, they're not called...
They never come together, though.
They do.
Lesasim Damim, for example.
They don't never come together.
No, I'm saying Lesasim Damim and building the Micah, it's two different actions. You're building the house, I'll dust and build the Micah. There's like one long Micah.
Well, there, yeah. By the way, you just said it, right?
Tyson is going through a phantom.
No, the actual building of the Micah.
The Kavana, also, man. The Kavana on that mitzvah's asay impacts the Losas.
You got to sleep in between.
Even according to the
Rebbe never meant they never come together. The Rebbe just meant they're a fandom where they don't.
No, I know what he meant.
Yeah, it's coach they come together. Who's they come together?
What do you mean?
Let's say the guy is building a house with a kavana to not build a market.
Correct.
And he's over the loisa.
And the essay.
And the essay. And the essay.
The Ree was saying, if he has kavana.
To build the mic, no?
It's a whole case of the Ree.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying you have a problem with building the house without a mic. But until the house is built, you're not over the essay of building a mic.
Until the house is built, you're not over the
essay. No, they're not buying ke'echad. I mean, it's clear because it's not Bangeha. You're never going to have it where it's exactly the same as the time. But they're certainly connected.
Of course they're connected, yeah.
So it's not the same mitzvah. They're not two different mitzvahs.
I didn't say they are.
So that's exactly, no, but that's exactly right. His point. When you have a mitzvah, it's
a unique case, though. It happens to be a unique case because you're right. There's.
But what's the whole concept of it being always? It's not a regular. It's not a regular love. Not a regular love.
Yes, so...
Also, there's also an assay attached to that love.
Right, so Adrabah.
It's not, you know, yeah. They're not conjoined.
So Adrabah, according to the Lamdas of Olam, your question doesn't even begin. That's what we're saying. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
All I'm saying, and as much as there's an assay attached to it, it doesn't matter. But he's asking, what about the Ish Mepharshim? The Ish Mepharshim is, you know, it knocks out the love and the assay is still there. So he's saying, if the assay is not there yet...
So I was saying also...
Because the Ran says... Well, that's a bad comparison. It's a bad comparison, but I think. But you're saying that...
Those are just different... One action is a lot. Yeah. Not that the Torah is necessarily... It's all one. You.
I'm saying it's two aspects to the same affair. Right?
This is not two aspects of the
same affair.
It's not two aspects.
I can hear what you're asking like this. What if an Asay came along? He's building the house. I don't know what the case would be, but some Asay came along to be doing the lav while he's building the house. So you'd say, well, that's not a problem in Asay, because the mitzvah of Asay Micah is only after you finish building the house. That's what you're trying to say.
I heard a little bit better today than I did yesterday.
In the Ish Mepharshim. Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's what I was saying. He said the word Olam yesterday. He didn't mean that. Olam. Olam, the Chval, it's not going to, the Kash is not... That's Pashut, right? Because that's what Allah means. L'chayru. It has that say attached to it. You can't say it doesn't have a say attached to it. You can't. That he wanted to go. So that chelik of his kasha, we're not going to hold him. He wanted to go so far as to say it's not even Allah. That was saying, come on, you're going to say it's not attached. It happens to be like Chazer and Yom Kippur that happened. Come on, it's attached. But in the Yesh Mepharshim, where it's the mathematical equation of knocking out the lav and that same remaining. So he wants to say, so what would happen, Taka? If an Asay came along, B'sha'as, the guy's building the house, Almanas not to build the Micah. And an Asay came along, B'sha'as, the building of the house. So he wants to say, why should say an Asay, ain't an Asay over there? Because the Asay of building the Micah doesn't begin until the house is ready.
Well, you don't.
He's standing on the issue of Farsham.
Why? According to the issue of Farsham, you don't.
You don't.
Say it's not docha. That's why he's saying you're chayiv.
Right. So he's saying even if you're chayiv, it should be docha. It shouldn't make enough nafkamina. It should be docha. Because.
But if by definition of the say, the say can only come at a certain point, so. What does that mean? It can only come at a certain point.
Yeah, you can't
and these are cases of low bank echad. Once you're in a low bank echad scenario,
right.
So it's never going to be exactly the same time. You're always going to have one before the other. So by definition, the whole concept is that.
That's really what he's asking. Meaning that's.
But that's what it is. The concept. To question the whole time.
Meaning his kasha was more than that. His kasha was they're like fundamentally disassociated. That part of his kasha, we could say we're not makabel.
Was this his kasha yesterday?
Yeah.
Too stupid yesterday. Had a
No. No. I'm saying.
You don't like having like late today. It wasn't like we were talking about it.
I'm saying a certain level of the kasha. I don't hear, but
you feel it bad. So.
The part of the kasha. Okay, to say that mama's not connected, I'm saying I agree with you, but I don't hear that. But
let's do the thing.
But in the mathematics, in the Yesh Mepharshim, can you hear what he's saying? In as much as the mic, according to the Ran, the mitzvah say Micah didn't start till tomorrow. The lav he's being over today when he's building the house. I say that Eloi say requires Beidna, that it's happening at the same time. So let's say another Asay came along to be doicha the lav of building that. I don't know what case that could be. Somehow there's another Asay that he had to do which would force him to build the house. Aminah Shalom. Shaloi Lev Noiz Mike.
Just
trying to
work out Yesh Mepharshim into the
Yesh Mepharshim
scenario. Whether it can apply that scenario or not is just a practical matter. How does it work?
Okay. All right. Fine.
Thank you for speaking.
Akapadam. That's okay. That's the secret.
Waste of time again.
That's the run. No. That's the run. Okay. That's where the run came out. Now. That's Iran starts. And that's what we wanted to say. The Kiddush we were being moistened. The Kiddush were maybe being moistened to the Rans. If you work the Rans along into the Yesh Mepharshim, that could be a teretz of remarried souls kasha. Okay. That was our Sofa to what the Ran said. And we spoke out yesterday also that the Ran Avada understood. The Ivadan still like to be married to Israel.
Yes.
Right? Because there's a chacha from the beginning, the Gavi Yom Tov only worked out. Not to be mitzvah, I'm sorry, the Yesh Mepharshim. Not to be mitzvah. There's a chacha from the beginning only worked out according to the Yesh Mepharshim.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, good. Now, next teretz is the. Is the Ritva teretz. She did the Pnei Yeshua first, she did the Ritva first. Let me think for a second. Let's leave the Ritva for a second, because the Pnei Yeshua is more Nogeya to answer the Bimir Tzorel's Kasha. So since we've been speaking about this, the Ritva is like a separate teretz completely. So let's stay with the Pnei Yeshua for a minute. Pnei Yeshua in Beya. What Gemara is that? Is that a Beya right there?
Yes.
That's what that is.
Yeah, but this one has a tzaddik in it.
Huh?
This one has a tzaddik in the word.
It's Beitza. I'll find it. Yeah, I know it.
Look who's here.
Oh. He's still smiling. The picture of the photographer is still there. What's that
on it? It's so heavy.
I got to. I'll find it. Let me find it. It's like a magazine. Huh? Okay.
Same shirt you're wearing Sunday in New York? There's been issues. Husbands have been throwing it out of the house because the wives are hiding it and keeping it. It's all on the table.
The Gemara brings down. The Gemara in Beit Zadaf Lamed is talking about the concept of mutav shushorgin da avi mazidin, that sometimes people are being over in a certain thing, something that they're so murgal to do, and they're not really going to stop doing it. So sometimes we apply the concept of let them stay shaygigin and not tell them galacha, because that would just make them mezidin. A situation where you know it's not going to change. So the Gemara brings a case of these what? Yeah. The Gemara brings a case of should not sit by the edge of the lechi, because maybe, you know, and hang out over there, maybe you'll drop something and it'll roll out of the Erev and you'll go to get it. So it says, v'ha hani noshi, we see these noshim, the shaklin chatzvayu, they sit there with their
things.
Yeah. Like barrels or... They go sit by the edge of the mavoi, where the Arab finishes. We don't tell them anything. So you see from here, Hanuk let me sell mutav shoygig al yemizidin. Better they remain shoygig and not mazid. But then the Gemara says, like, so that's the concept of mutav shoygig al yemizidin. Then it says, v'hani mili, that's only b'drabbanon. About the rice alloy. By the rice we don't say this. Then the Gemara says, "Below you, but it's not true. Lo yishtab the rice, lo yishtab the rabbanon. The maskana, bein the rice, bein the rabbanon. Lo amil lo amid, we don't say anything. How do we know we don't say anything? Toha, tosefes, yoy makipurim do rice. Ba'achli v'shosu adshech ha-sheicha. For the Armin of Lovaloi Midi, because Tosefes Yom Kippur is a Doraisa. It's learned out from Sukkim. Vinitim is after Zechem Batisha on the 9th. From there we learn out that 9th is Erev Yom Kippur. From there we learn out there's a mitzvah Tosefes Yom Kippur midoraisa. And yet we see that they eat and drink until Shkia, and no one says a word to them. So it's a riot, they didn't buy Doraisa. Something which you know they're not going to stop. Mutav shishoygin v'ayu mazid. So Pleshua says, yeah. Who are these people eating and drinking until Shkia and not keeping until Shabbos Yom Kippur? See, he says it's mashma. It says it's mashma that just like the last case is clear that it was Noshim, the one sitting by the edge of the Mavoi. He said it's mashma, but he did talk about Noshim also. And he says the Rosh is mashma that way, because the Rosh says, Chazin Luhu mashma, the honey Noshim the El Koi. The Rosh's Loshim is Bechazin Luhu, we see them. It's mashma that, who's them? Them is the people we just spoke about, the Noshim. So he said it's mashma in the Gemara that this is talking about Noshim. So who's the ones that are not keeping to service Yom Kippur? Noshim. And from there we bring a raya that it's better to, that you should be shaking and not mazed. So, Frek the Bnei Yeshua. How do you know, from where do you learn out of Sefer Yom Kippur? In these interviews, in Batisha, he says, Lefizeh lohavi ele mitzvah zasei. V'kayim ole mitzvah jesman gom noshim peturois. Unihi debirka yinu diyom kippur ma'atzmai vada huchim noshim la noshim lechal yinu diyom betoira. But the Sefer Yom Kippur, the Lego Inish, so how do you know they're also? Like the Bnei Yeshua, the Sefer Yom Kippur, there's no Kodesh, there's no Lav. It's only Mitzvah Seh. So why did the Chayim Yom Kippur? Because it's a Lav. Yeah? But mitzvah say the pater from, and it's a mitzvah. It shows man grama to seven Yom Kippur. So how in the world could the Gemara bring a raya from here? Mutim is juggling out in the mezitin. They're not even chayiv. So to that, Bnei Yeshua says a very mechudish dikki yisoyit. The yesh li yashit. The avagav the beloshen essay ksiv mikom mokin. Even the havi shevi al taseh. Even though it's an essay to seven Yom Kippur. But the way you perform the essay is through shevi al taseh, don't eat and drink. Lo tzoyich av lo tishte. Lo hevi bichlal mitzvah taseh shazman groma. Vahayinu davka be'essay goma shibikum ba'asey. V'cheyoyiz b'zak esavti gabi sreifas kochim in the noshim asura yisla ha'al v'kosham sreifu. So he says, you saw it, the famous Benishua is, you saw it, that noshim are part of a mitzvah teshu as man groma, only when it's a mitzvah that has to be done, but kumba asay. A mitzvah teshu as man groma, that you makayim with a shevi al taseh, noshim are chayiv. So they're chayiv to serve as Yom Kippur. That Benishua is, you saw it.
Why? Because it's as if it's a love?
Yeah. I mean, the truth is in Svara, you know, it's brought. I don't remember this offhand where it is, but it's brought down
to change what they're doing now.
No, it means not to do. You're not doing.
Change what they're doing now. Because you have a mitzvah to eat, and Erevim Kippur.
Yeah, but that mitzvah is over.
They have to stop.
The mitzvah is finished.
It's not over. It's the night. Except this is the night.
Yeah, I know. But he's saying now the mitzvah is over because of the mitzvah to do now. But the mitzvah to do now is shev al
taseh. Does that make him shev al taseh?
Oh, yeah, of course. Shev al taseh means don't eat and drink. It doesn't matter what he was doing before.
It makes sense.
It's right now, when the mitzvah kicks in, it's...
You don't want to stop from, you know, they have other things to do.
Oh, so I was going to say, in Svara it makes a lot of sense because it's brought down I forgot who says this. The different time when they give to why Nashim Batim Shev al taseh. But if the reason why Nashim Batim... I'm from Mitzvah Tzeh Shemang Grom, I mean. But if the reason why Noshim Abad and Mitzvah Tzeh Shemang Grom is because the two people are doing a lot of other things, you can hear very well why Shevi Alta said that's not applicable. When she has to go do it, come back and say she's potter because she's supposed to be doing other things.
It makes sense.
You can hear it in Svara. That even though it's Mitzvah Tzeh Shemang Grom, since the way you do it is Shevi Alta said, right, so she can take care of the baby and do that at the same time. So what's the problem? Right?
How is he?
She doesn't have to go. She doesn't have to make it to Megillas Esther. Right? I once heard one of our bottom frocket ones said. He said, if you ever wanted to know why much of a putter from Mrs. Jezman Grumma, just look at any household with little kids like Leo Purim. Like the household's upside down because mommy has to get to the thing. It's like, imagine going to do that every day. You know? Once a year, we can handle it, you know. Okay.
And then, because.
And then, even then, it's like.
The late reading.
Come on.
These kashas.
I go for them. No. That's just mamish chai.
They go because they really want husbands to see what they have to go through.
Happen here by Sanes. Other things happen here by Sanes.
Because they were so central to the race.
It's also Sheikh Al-Tazi.
No. It's a miskumbasay. The other things where you know, they're not technically chayiv, but there's a big Indian for them to go. Shoifer. They're not technically chayiv, shoifer. But it's brought down, whatever, the makabo on themselves, yeah. Or zachor.
So crazy to go to Megillah,
but chances are not. Megillah is the one time where it's in the Ikar Adin.
Where's the source of
so it's not the chayim also, but that's not the ones.
Is there a source?
Yeah, we're gonna see. We're gonna see. Akapan, and that's what Yeshua says. So Kiva Eger, we have it. Yeah, we don't. It's okay. Was it Kiva Eger and Shuvis? Somebody wrote him. No. Sit down. Lady, I'm not gonna look at it. Somebody wrote him a letter. The person wrote to Rabbi Kiveger that he wrote the same Yisoid, And he wrote him, this is the teretz to the remarriage soul's kasha on the Ishma Farshim. Kivega wrote back to me, he said, I got your letter. What you said in Tosfos is very geschmack. Yeah? That to explain Tosfos, what do you mean to explain Tosfos? Because according to Bnei Yeshua, the mitzvahs asay of Yom Tov, Shabbosin, is done b'sheva'at asay. So according to Bnei Yeshua, so Bnei Yeshua, she's chayiv in the mitzvah of Yom Tov. So the remarriage of Sel's Kasha and the Yesh Mepharshim was, according to you, Yesh Mepharshim, that Ein Asay Doicha Lois Asay Vasay is only for Chayim and Asay in the Asay that goes together with the Lav. But if you part it from the Asay that goes together with the Lav, then it would be Doicha. So the Remarriage Soul says, I have a Kasha on you. Ein Sarf and Shem and Sreif of Yom Tov. Why can't the Isha do it? She doesn't have the mitzvah of Yom Tov. Ain't so much serving the Yom Tov because Ain't I say to the Lord, I say she doesn't have the Asay of Yom Tov. Zok the Pnei Yeshua, we keep it here. She knows of the Asay of Yom Tov. The Asay of Yom Tov, she has the Asay. You can't ask me kashas from the Asay of Yom Tov. That would answer to be married to Sel's kasha on the...
Again, isn't it Shabbat?
But, yeah.
It's so simple.
No. Shabbat Sohin is something else. Shabbat Sohin is Menucha, yeah. It's not, yeah. So now, Kivega says, this is very geschmack. He says it's a very geschmack, but ha'oymed kenegdi, the one thing that's stopping me from saying this pshat is a gemara in Sukkah Daf Kof Ches. This is the problem. Because a gemara in Sukkah Daf Kof Ches brings a drasha. How you know Noshim are Chayiv in the Inui of Yom Kippur?
So who said this?
Kivega. It's a drasha how Noshim are. He says, I like this pshat very much, but Ha'imid Kenegdi is this Gemara. What's he mean? The Gemara brings Ha'ezrach. Ha'ezrach, the rabbi says, Noshim, Ezrachiyah, Shechayobah, is be Inui. Ha'ezrach, that's how we got into Sukkah, right? Because they have Ezrach by Sukkah also. Ha'ezrach to teach me Noshim Echayiv and Inu Yom Kippur. Like the Gemara, Ha'ezrach teaches you Noshim Echayiv and Inu Yom Kippur. Noshim Echayiv and Inu Yom Kippur because it's a lav. Hishra calls of Ishla Ishla called Ancient Shabbatoira. Of course, the Chayiv and Inu Yom Kippur. What did Ha'ezrach? So, and for the Gemara, Lo Nitzvecha, you know why I need it? Ela Litoy Sepes Inoy. I need Ha'ezrach to teach me she's Chayiv in. So Sefes Yom Kippur, why shouldn't she be? I would throw in coil since. Since the Torah is Mamayit Sefes Yom Kippur, there's no Oynish, there's no Azara, meaning there's no love. Lord is Chayiv and Hashem Klal, the Hashem shouldn't be Chayiv at all. Kamash Bolana Ezrach that she's Chayiv. Zotar Kivega, what's the Pshat in the Gemara? The Gemara says, I would think she's Potter because there's no Oynish and there's no Azara. That's another way of saying I would think she's potter because it's mitzvah says she's my grandma. Zokta Ezrach teaching me she's chayiv. So Kivega says you see clear from this Gemara without the word Ha'ezrach, the fact that Shev'al Tasa is not enough to mechayiv, she would have been potter. What do you do with this Gemara? That's his major kash on this Yisoid.
No, because if you go to sleep, then you're carrying the mitzvah. It is a shev al pas.
That's right.
Yeah, if you go to sleep, you're carrying the mitzvah.
Yeah. So Kivega says, unless you say, and here's a big chiddush. So Kivega, that's what he explains to the Gemara. He says, the reason why he says that, because he says, why did the Gemara just say, Sagadai the Chamina since the mitzvah is my grandma? Why is it such a rikas haloshin in the Gemara? Since there's no la. So he says, no, then the Gemara just speaking out because in case you had a Havamina that it was still, since there was a lav or it's still connected to a mitzvah that has a lav, But that the Gemara is speaking out. No, don't think that. It's only mitzvah to say ba'alma. That's all it is. But at the end of the day, the Gemara is saying, without the word ha'ezrach, the fact that mitzvah to say shaman grama by itself would say she's potter. So he says, unless you say that ein achinami, this is the makkah for the site. It's emes. It's only because of ha'ezrach. But once I have ha'ezrach, is the pshat that ezrach is an exception to the rule, or is the pshat that ezrach tells me the rule? So he said, it could be that Tosfos understood, Pnei Yeshua was learning, how Ezrach is being chaveya this rule. And then he wouldn't have a kasha. Yeah.
No.
Meaning like this. Pnei Yeshua was saying, and the one who wrote to Kivik is saying, Pshat in the Yishma Farshim by us, that Mitzvah Zeish is Mangroma, B'Shev Al Tase, and Isha is Chayiv. It says in this Gemara that without the word Ezrach, she'd be potter. Mashma, that you say it's not true. She's potter even though it's Shevi Al Taseh. And in Yom Kippur, it's an exception to the rule because there's a Ezrach. So, unless you say that the Pshat in the Gemara is not that the Ezrach is telling you an exception to the rule. Ha'ezrach is Magala to us, this rule. Before Ezrach, we wouldn't have said such a thing. Ezrach Megala to me that since this mitzvah station is man grandma is a shevi atase, no shemecha yovis. So therefore, she's chayven yom tov also. Chiddush. Okay, let me explain the Gemara in Sukkah. Let me explain the Gemara in Sukkah. Yes. No, it's a right chiddush.
No, the Pnei Yeshua.
Later,
exactly. Pnei Yeshua is not going into. They don't always explain the.
It's a second half of the Sefer Siman Pei. Second half Siman Pei. What?
Pnei Yeshua doesn't have to go to the core.
Yeah, he's not discussing. I mean, without the Gemara in
Sukkah. What is the rule?
Yeah, without the Gemara in Sukkah, you know, he's not. Pnei Yeshua is not addressing the Gemara in Sukkah, but. So that's very geschmack, and that would be a teretz to the kasha. A very mechudish idea. To know. That's what you have to say. That's what you have to say. That's what you have to say.
It's not, you didn't bring me an exception.
I like that because right now so I have no
corporate.
It's
like it just wraps it all together very nice, right?
Well, we'll see.
We'll
see Baiter in the Gemara.
You've had no Makor, as you say, for any of them.
No, that wouldn't see Baiter in the Gemara where these things are went down from.
No, but this concept, only where.
Right. Right. So there are many. I saw on the bottom, of the Jewish Kvega, they bring many from the Gedolei Achrayim. They brought this Gemara as a raya against the Bnei Yeshua. Kvega wants to say that no, you can learn. Bnei Yeshua can learn that Adarav, but this is not the exception. This is the Mokka. So we'll finish off tomorrow. We'll stop now. Instead of trying to get everything be clear, I think, to separate things a little bit. We'll finish up tomorrow with the Shittas HaRamban and the Hezber in the Kilas Yaakov.